More than one-third of private four-year colleges are unlikely to survive the next 6 years. That's the finding of a Boston startup that helps students and parents negotiate with colleges for more financial aid. And it's the latest indication that COVID-19 is having a devastating economic impact on some colleges. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us now this morning to talk about the financial hurdles ahead for the colleges. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So one-third is a startling number. Why are so many colleges facing these dire straits?
Well, they were already facing headwinds, and COVID exacerbated those challenges. The big headwind for the last few years has been the decline in the college-age population nationwide, a decline that is even more pronounced in New England.
All right, so tell us about this startup that did this study, the startup called Edmit. How did it come to its conclusions?
So the study looked at 937 private colleges, and those are the ones for which there are at least 17 years of publicly available information on their finances. These are colleges that participate in the federal student loan program and are also well attended. And there are more than 1,800 private four-year colleges in the U.S., but these were the colleges with the most data. Now, the basic premise of the Edmit model is that revenues have to exceed expenses, and assets have to be greater than a college's debt. And their model is projecting a huge impact from COVID-19. Everything from having to give partial refunds when they shut campuses down to declines in endowment returns. Here's Edmit co-founder Nick Dukoff.
We think many colleges will be able to find ways to help students and survive this crisis, but others will need to make the incredibly difficult decision to seek a merger or close in the next few years.
Now, the model assumes that colleges will lose 10% of their tuition revenue this coming academic year because fewer students will enroll and because they'll have to offer more discounts on tuition to entice students, and 20% the following year. It also assumes that revenue from investments declines 20% this academic year coming up in the fall, but it also assumes that colleges are going to save 10% in salaries next year.
I think a lot of people are going to be wondering how accurate is this model they're basing these findings on.
Edmit did allow Michael Horn, he's a co-founder of the Clay Christensen Institute for Disruptive Innovation, to look at their model.
In many ways, it may understate some of the impacts in the long run of college closures in the sense that it doesn't model a lot of the demographic declines that we know are coming down the line. But in the immediate term, I think it's probably a pretty accurate portrayal of the risk for institutions over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, that's tough. How do these colleges possibly, Fred, avoid closing or merging?
Now, to be clear, these colleges, according to Edmit, are just destined to close or merge in the next 6 years. I spoke to Barbara Brittingham. She's the executive director of the New England Council for Higher Education. They accredit colleges in New England. And she says colleges are looking at two critical factors as they consider how well they can weather the financial impact of COVID-19.
We don't know whether colleges are going to be able to open up and welcome students back physically on campus. We don't have a good idea about how many students, particularly I would say incoming freshmen, are going to feel comfortable moving back to campus if they're open.
She talked about incoming freshmen. We know, Fred, that thousands of international students attend college here in Massachusetts. What happens if they don't return in the fall?
Well, that is something that the Edmit team looked at, but they didn't incorporate a college's reliance on international students into their model. They did, however, predict that schools with more U.S. students will do better financially.
What about public colleges in this? Are they in the same financial bind?
So I spoke to Chris Gabrielli. He's chairman of the Board of Higher Education. He oversees the process of closing private colleges, but mainly he spends his time overseeing public higher education, which, because it's in part funded by the state, is in much better shape than the private colleges. And he says there's a lot of uncertainty for key financial drivers at both public and private colleges, such as enrollment.
People are predicting a potentially significant reduction. Maybe, though, some colleges will benefit from people wanting to stay closer to home or getting a better value. So that, hard to know how that'll play out for all campuses and any one campus.
Now, another concern is the potential loss of revenue from dorms if campuses cannot open in the fall. For example, the state's colleges have to pay tens of millions of dollars in interest on bonds that are backed by the expected revenue from housing students.
All of that is so disturbing, Fred, for private and public colleges. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. WBUR's Fred Tice.
Glad to talk to you, Bob.